It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Thursday announced 163 additional positive tests for COVID-19 in the state, including a state-high 40 positive cases in Doñana County. Health officials reported 11 deaths on Thursday related to the coronavirus. 294 people have died from COVID-19 in New Mexico, and there has been over 6,400 positive cases of COVID-19 in the state. The list of symptoms of COVID-19 continues to grow. KERA's Brett Jaspers reports.
Cesar Varone of Dallas had coronavirus early on in the outbreak. His initial symptoms didn't seem strange at all.
So technically my first symptoms were like very similar to an allergy, like nothing different than that.
He lost his voice, had diarrhea, and yes, a mild fever. He works in healthcare, so he asked his doctor for a COVID-19 test. Before he even got results back, his body changed again.
My energy went to zero. I mean, it was like, again, like somebody just took away all my energy, and it was the weirdest feeling ever.
The Centers for Disease Control says COVID-19 symptoms can include muscle pain, sore throat, nausea, and diarrhea, things not necessarily associated with respiratory illness. Dr. Latasha Jarrett is chief medical officer at North Texas Area Community Health Centers. She says people had always been reporting these symptoms, but now official guidance points to them as well.
So now that small list has grown, and we are seeing patients with those complaints as well.
Jarrett relies on updates from the CDC. She said patients are understanding when guidance changes. Cesar Varone is better now. He says don't discount what your body tells you.
And don't ignore anything just thinking that it's nothing, because it's very easy to do that.
Going undiagnosed can put others at risk of getting sick too. I'm Brett Jaspers in Fort Worth.
In more news, New Mexico is among the 10 states with the highest increase in unemployment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And that means many people have lost health insurance coverage as well. The state says no one should have to pay for testing and treatment related to the coronavirus, but some people are still being charged for that care. KUNM's Khalil Ekulona spoke with New Mexico Superintendent of Insurance Russell Toll about how the state is trying to help.
We have regulatory authority over, you know, essentially private insurance. So our order on the pre-testing and treatment applied to people who were covered by that. Now, since that time, under both federal law and state action, no one should be charged for COVID-19 testing, period, insured or uninsured. Now, it is true if somebody works for an employer and they have a business health plan, they could be charged for receipt of services, but even there, they should not be charged at all for testing. We set up a call line for people if they have any questions or they're having any problems or they're appropriately getting charged. They can call us at 833-415-0566, and we'll help handle their problem.
Now, what about for people who get hit with surprise bills? Do you offer help to them as well?
We do. We also issued orders saying that they should not be hit with these surprise bills. And we told the insurance companies that they have to cover what are known as out-of-network services in the same way they would cover in-network services. Because, as you know, Khalil, there's a whole new triage system during this pandemic, and patients don't always have the choice of where to go.
Now, what about people who don't have any health coverage or who are on Medicare or Medicaid?
Medicaid is, and Medicare are both covering the cost of testing and of services. And in the case of Medicaid, there's no cost sharing at all. Folks who have Medicaid coverage should be able to get whatever they need without out-of-pocket cost. On Medicare, the testing is going to be free. But if they go to a hospital, there are some charges. And if people don't have any insurance right now, they still can get the testing for free, and that's really important. If they need to get insurance, they should first apply for Medicaid. And if that doesn't work for any reason, if their income might be too high, then they need to look at the state's health insurance exchange or marketplace. It's called BeWellNM, and they can apply online for health insurance coverage there. And if neither of those two work, we have a New Mexico Medical Insurance Pool, sometimes known as the high-risk pool. If you're uninsured, you can apply for coverage there, too.
Okay, and talk to me about why this is important for the state that people find coverage.
Well, because we don't want people postponing the care that they need. If they have underlying conditions, it makes them more at risk. So they need to get those underlying conditions treated as soon as they can. And frankly, if we're trying to combat community spread, giving people access to health insurance and health care coverage is one of the best things we can do besides all the stay safe measures.
That's right. That's right. I want to thank you very much for coming on to be with me. He is New Mexico Superintendent of Insurance, Russell Toll. Thanks again for being with me today.
Anytime. Thank you.